I mean, they're a bit controversial. I guess the main gripes that community would have with them, I suppose, are, you know, two things. So the question over the cost and whether in, you know, this COVID recovery time, like whether council should be spending $35,000 to upgrade this artwork.
Is that what people are talking about? I thought it'd be talking about like they're ugly.
Yeah. Well, that's the second part. Like, you know, whether this art represents Mackay.
Yeah, you know, I think they're, and I read this on the Merck's website the other day. I think they're going to be. It was just that small, the smallest spiky ball that they took away at this stage, and they're recreating that in white plastic, so it won't be red and white. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what they're doing is, so people will notice they've been taken down from near Caneland. So they're refreshing the artwork by removing the red plastic from one of the designs. The smaller boy will be removed and it will be remade with white plastic. The poles are also going to be repainted in white. Metal elements in the larger ball will be replaced, but the plastic will be allowed to fade.
So we had no idea they were even made of plastic until now. Mm. It's like, that's even worse.
I actually liked it. Where do you sit with this whole thing, Melanie? Do you like them? I think they're not too bad.
Personally, I think it would be good for Mackay to have something that's a bit more, you know, representative of the region, like some nice indigenous artwork.
Oh, yeah, that'd be right.
Melanie,
yeah.
That's a very diplomatic answer. It's like, yeah. they're ugly, but I'm not going to say it's ugly.
I feel bad for the artist, Donna Marcus, who created these artworks. And look, everybody has a different opinion on what art is and that kind of thing. And
yeah.
There are people out there who like them, but it has caused such controversy with the, you know, $35,000, you know, getting them redone and that kind of thing. But
we could do it for $1,000.
Yeah. I would love to see you do that.
Oh, just give me give me some paint. I'll be fine.
When do we see them being reinstated, Melanie? Do you know?
Let me just see.
Yep. Because I think they're down for the bigger ones that are hanging from the entrance into Caneland. They're still there because I had dinner at Laffo's the other day.
Yeah, right.
And I saw them there, but it's just that smaller ball that's disappeared at this stage. So
the one near the river.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the works are expected to be completed by the end of December.
Okay. Right. All right.
Well, that's okay.
At least we can get our jingle balls back up there as soon as possible. Hey. You can read about that now online now at the Daily Mercury's website. As always, Melanie, thank you very much for investigating that for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There you go. There's Mel there from the Daily Mercury.
So she does a good job.
Fantastic job. So if you want to know anything, you know.
See Mel.
And she'll do the investigating for us. If we're busy, go and see Mel. And,
yeah, you know. We're always busy. See Mel.
Trust the people who do it better than us. All right, today's top 31 degrees around Mackay. Which Sundays?